That was beautiful. You're listening to Laura Downs play live in the WRTI Performance Studio from your most recent album, For the Love of You. Now, your music always expresses stories and ideas. So Holes in the Sky, for example, was about celebrating women's contribution to American music. America Again was about the variety in American music. The title of this album, I understand, was inspired by a quote, "My Clara, what would I not do for the love of you?"
Yes. You know, Robert and Clara Schumann, it's probably one of the most legendary romances of all time. And it's something that has fascinated me because there are two composers that I love. And it's the only instance I know of in which these two creative minds and souls came together and, you know, so cross-pollinated throughout lifetimes to produce a body of work that really represents this romance, this love. And so the album is a tribute to her as his collaborator, I do not say muse, his collaborator, and in her own right as a great woman in music.
Now, Clara's father was Robert Schumann's piano teacher, and I understand the father was not that thrilled with the romance.
Not so happy. You know, he's raising this tremendous virtuoso. She was a child prodigy and already touring around Europe and, you know, just at the height of her career. And here comes this penniless nobody composer into his household and falls in love with his daughter, and he's appalled, you know. So, and he went to great lengths to keep them apart.
And so the next piece we'll hear is by Robert.
Yes. So during this period that led up to their marriage, it was about 4 or 5 years of this, you know, really fraught relationship. And they were both writing music back and forth, sometimes as their primary means of communication. So Robert wrote his Fantasiestücke, which are it's a set of 8 pieces, which are very dear to me. And the third piece is called Warum, Why? And there's a story that he's just come from this terrible confrontation with Clara's father, and he goes to drown his sorrows in a cafe, and he sits and scribbles these notes on a napkin and sends her this music as a sign that he's struggling. So I love that story. And this piece for me, when I was that age, when I was a teenager and very, very much feeling my feelings, this was the piece that I would go to time and time again and, you know, sit at the piano and be emotional. And, you know, so it sort of brings me close to
right.
That moment.
And actually, you brought the music with you.
I wanted to show you. It's so funny because I played this music so many times that it's literally just worn out.
We are streaming live video, so if those of you watching, the back is broken of this music book.
Torn apart.
Yeah. That's great. You're listening to WRTI live from the WRTI Performance Studio. We're about to hear Robert Schumann, Warum. Warum, okay.
Thank you.
How tender and beautiful. It's wonderful to think about them communicating through music. And they eventually did get together.
They did, and they, you know, they created so much. His piano concerto, which is on the album, was written not only for her, but at her insistence and with her assistance. And it's just, it's really an incredible commingling of, you know, of creativity.
So where does Clara Schumann fit in your musical evolution? You were born in California, where you were surrounded when you were young by writers and artists and musicians, and then moved to Europe when you were about nine, and then ended up coming back to America.
Yes, yes. But, you know, Clara goes back to the beginning. Because if you're a little girl and you are, you know, getting serious about your piano lessons and you're looking in the music history books, she's the one face that you see that doesn't have a beard. So I remember just being so fascinated by her story and the way that she fit in, you know, to this kind of pantheon of great artists of the Romantic era. And I think along the way, you know, I have this mixed up cultural heritage. I'm Jamaican and Eastern European, and I've lived all over the place, and I think my interests kind of take me into very different areas. So you look for the models that can guide you. And Clara Schumann was really there for the from the beginning for me as a woman who did make her way in music against, you know, many odds, and had this tremendous power to her.
And it's great that you're celebrating her, because we were talking earlier about how women in history don't always have someone to tell their stories.
Yes, and, you know, I guess I probably did first learn about her because she was a footnote in Robert's story, which she's not.
Right. Well, and her influence extends beyond her lifetime now. We turn now to some more contemporary compositions.
Yes.
So there's a link.
Yes, there's such a link. My previous album, Holes in the Sky, was a celebration of women in music. And it was really, you know, this story, as you say, of the lineage and the legacy and how did we all get here? So you can go all the way back to Clara Schumann and beyond, you know, and then I brought us sort of forward into today and hopefully the future, because I'm looking at the young women who are coming up today and, you know, who are they looking to for their inspiration? So, yes, I'd love to share some music by some more recent women in history.
So these next two pieces are from Holes in the Sky?
Yes, yes. And let's start with a piece by Florence Price, who, again, is someone whom I look to for inspiration probably on a daily basis at this point. She was an African-American composer who was working in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and, again, so far ahead of her time and so just in denial of, you know, many barriers that existed at the time, had a tremendous presence in the world of music. This is a piece that was recently discovered called Memory Mist, which leads off my album Holes in the Sky, and then a piece that was commissioned for my project by Elena Ruhr, who's a wonderful composer living in Boston.
Great. You're listening to WRTI live from the Performance Studio. Laura Downs.
Thank you.
of the title. Elena Ruhr's piece, which I'd love to play next, is called Music Pink and Blue, and it was inspired by a series of paintings from Georgia O'Keeffe called Music Pink and Blue.
Beautiful. Music inspired by pink and blue. That was wonderful. You're listening to WRTI live in the performance studio. Lara Downs is here. Now, you play classical music, you play jazz, you play music that defies genre. You collaborate with all sorts of people. You also reflect in eloquent essays. I love this one line I read, "There is so much buried beneath any piece of music." So what moves you to take on a particular project?
You know, it's stories. It's stories, and I think it's very often it's the unheard stories, the unknown stories. I have always thought about my music this way, and it goes back, I think, to my very first piano teacher who told me about the composers and the background behind the music and just set me on this path of, you know, wanting to know what lies underneath the notes. And I think when I look back now at my work, I see this really clear trajectory, one project to the next. You know, there's always something that I discover in the middle of one project, which sparks, you know, some new curiosity and leads me to the next. And I love that. And it's enabled me to make so many discoveries. And I think, you know, tell stories that reflect some important truths about American music, about American life, about who we are and where we come from.
You're kind of exploring the world through music and mm-hmm. the stories that music can tell. Yeah. And the next piece is by Jennifer Higdon.
Yes, from right here in Philadelphia. Yes, this is a wonderful piece, and the world premiere recording is on Holes in the Sky. Those of you who are watching will see me reaching around inside the piano. There are some extended techniques. I'm stopping some of the strings inside the piano. This piece is called Notes of Gratitude, and I love it because Jennifer really is exploring, you know, what this instrument can do.
Jennifer Higdon's Notes of Gratitude, played by Lara Downs in the WRTI Performance Studio. Thank you. Wow. that was amazing. You're listening to Laura Downs, and that was Jennifer Higdon's Notes of Gratitude. And I was watching you reach into the piano, and I was thinking about the first time I heard the piece. I was listening to your CD in the car, so I wasn't looking at anything really. And I thought, is that a piano? Is she playing that with someone else?
And it's a beautiful sound, right?
It's a beautiful sound. In fact, the whole concept of gratitude, I was thinking that is so apt for this program that you've brought to us today and for the album and for the way you're telling women's stories, women composer stories, and the way women composers today are carrying the story forward.
Yes. Yes. A lot to be grateful for.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we're very, very grateful that you have made the time to come here, Laura.
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
And what's up next for you?
More women, more music by women. A big recording project that's focused on the music of Florence Price, a new piano concerto from Paola Prestini, and another collaboration with Clarissa Saad. So, yes, we're just keeping this going.
So do you ever think about what music means to you as a, is it just part of your, it's so intertwined with your life?
It is. I mean, you know, I think all of us musicians, we were born musicians and then we became musicians, and it's the air that we breathe. But I guess, you know, music for me, it's my language. It's the way that I understand the world around me and myself and, you know, the people, again, within the music, behind the music. It's my pathway to understanding and to communicating, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, we close out the program going back to Clara.
Let's go back to Clara, yes. Yes, so this set of romances, which, by the way, she dedicated them to Robert. And I love the moment that she does this dedication. She, you know, she writes his name on the dedication page, and it's such a gesture of independence. She's saying to her father, I'm choosing this. And I think she's also saying to herself, I'm choosing love. So this is the last of the three romances. When she sent him this music, he wrote back to her, and he said, when I've heard your music, I have understood in you that we must be man and wife. You complete me as a composer as I do you.
You're listening to Laura Downs play live in the WRTI Performance Studio. Terrific. That was Laura Downs playing music of Clara Schumann from Laura's new album, For the Love of You. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your music with the WRTI audience.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you.
And good luck with all your future projects.
Thanks so much. We'll
be in touch. Come back soon.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.